My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So we were over at on the east side yesterday. Richmond and Cedar Road at Diamonds Direct. The wife is absolutely loving the wedding band. We're a little late on that, but we got it.
It's all that matters.
Two kids.
We're piecemealing this thing together. The order of operations. Boy, we could do that. Power rank the order of operations between the wedding, that didn't exist. The marriage, the buying of a home, the having the two kids, the wedding ring, the wedding band. Either way, we did that. So it allowed us a little bit of time because we had the in-laws babysitting to go to a restaurant. So we mosey on over to this restaurant that we really like. We're very early. It's pretty dead.
What time is this?
There's like two people at the bar. I think it was like 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Two people at the bar. And then we see a couple of friends that are eating like 5 feet from the bar in what is considered bar seating, even though it's not at the bar.
You're in the bar area.
But we're in the bar area. It is definitely its
separated
own section.
Room?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely a section, unmistakably. That is the bar area. They got a whole nother side to the restaurant where you've got typical restaurant seating. And so we see them, we're like, oh, because we were just going to go sit at the bar. The heck? I'm never out of the house. We never get to catch up. So we sat right next to them, basically at their table. So while we were doing that, waitress comes over, and I'm like, hey, can we do this? That's fine. Oh, yeah, there's nobody here. Whatever, sit down. And we're like, hey, can I get the happy hour? You guys have a great happy hour. And she goes, oh, no, you have to be sitting at the bar. And I said, well, I'm touching the bar. Like, literally, my hand was almost touching one of the seats at the bar. And I said, so can you just slide me over the
can you just say I'm
menu?
Sitting at the bar?
Yeah. And she goes, no, you have to be sitting at the bar. And we're not, at that point, going to make the two people our friends.
That were there before.
That were there and already have an appetizer. We're not going to, in a clunky way, like, go pick up your stuff and go sit at the bar, of which there were 15, 20 seats available at the bar.
Okay, that's where I was going to go so the bar wasn't crowded and they still just couldn't say you were sitting at the bar.
No,
that's pretty ridiculous.
Now, so
like,
this is such case by case.
If it were slammed,
yeah,
I think it'd be different.
I'd understand. I still think it's weird because there are many bars that say, yeah, our lounge seating in the bar area is considered for happy hour.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
This place, against their policy, and they weren't willing to budge. And it would have saved me some money. I mean, there's no doubt, like, the draft beer would have been $2 cheaper. The wine, oh, they had a good Pinot Noir. The wine would have been $3 cheaper.
Wow.
And then there were some appetizers that were like $7 cheaper. So
see, that's
there was a
big
huge
deal.
Difference.
I'm not going to feel bad for the $2 or $3 on the draft beer or the glass of wine, but the $7 off an appetizer, I'm guessing it was half price. So I'm guessing it was a $14 appetizer that would have been $7. That is a big deal. Like, that is a pretty significant thing.
So,
especially when you said appetizers plural. I'm guessing you didn't just get one.
Yeah.
Did you think about sweetening the pot for the waitress and maybe saying, hey, the savings that I get, I'm going to pass on to you.
Right. Like, it's supposed to be kind of understood. And also, like, there's always a debate. Do you tip on the discount? Like,
do you
take that in consideration?
Total, yeah.
Whatever. Like, yeah, if you have like a gift certificate, you're supposed to know that you're not really supposed to tip on your total. You're supposed to do it on the total before the discount came into play.
Right, yeah.
I think most seasoned, now I'm not seasoned anymore because I don't get to go out, but I just couldn't believe this.
Do you ever lose your seasoning?
Now, is that different?
Shouldn't.
Is that tipping etiquette different for a gift certificate versus the restaurant is taking money off? Because I do think that if you have a gift certificate and that is lowering your bill versus the restaurant is the one that is removing some of the cost, I think that could be interpreted as different in terms of how much you tip.
Yeah, I just think it's a feel situation. Like, did you hit it off with the server? Did they really give you an advantageous situation or really a good recommendation? Or take, because I've had servers just say, don't get that special.
Here's
and
what I need you
that.
To do, Anthony.
I love that. I love that you're being upfront about
honest,
what they're trying to get
honesty.
Rid of.
Honesty.
Here's what I need you to do. When you walk into one of these places and you know it's happy hour, you need to establish beforehand, before you see your friends, before you decide to sit down, are you a bar happy hour only, or does this apply for the entire building or just this section? And then you proceed on and maybe you go, is my friendship with these people worth the $7 that I'm going to have to pay extra
advertisers? It just made sense. And it just, on paper, it just seemed this place has a really good happy hour. Like, and there are places that have expanded their happy hour and the hours are a little more expanded and you feel good about going there to save some money and actually get some good food. Like, everybody knows that gets out and about, especially if you're like wining and dining with clients or whatever, like, you know, which bars are the cool ones to go to? Which ones are the affordable ones? Like, you understand what you're getting yourself into. This one just surprised me considering how dead they were.
Now, how much money would you have saved in total had you been given the happy hour pricing versus what you actually
all
paid?
All in, because it was me and my wife and bought some drinks for the companions that were with us. It would have been in the $40, $45
That's significant.
Range, yeah.
That's a very significant difference, I think. I think you have a right to be upset.
Did not impact the tip, though. I still tipped her well.
Well, you are a gentleman.
I wasn't happy, but I did.
Anthony Lima.
I did give her a nice tip.
Congratulations on all your success.
Danny, are you at all nervous about Nick Chubb on the PUP?
Of course. And this is something that was expected, obviously.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I thought he was going to be on the PUP. I'm not nervous because he's on the PUP. I'm nervous because I don't know what Nick Chubb's going to look like when he returns to the actual field, when he returns to game action. I don't know if Nick Chubb's going to be the Nick Chubb of old. I don't know if this is going to be the end of Nick Chubb. I have no idea. I'm nervous about that future for him. I'm not nervous specifically with the physically unable to perform list. I'm just nervous about what Nick Chubb's going to look like when he plays.
They wouldn't have given us that squat video.
That's the difference, right? Honestly, you're saying it in
and
jest.
And the team did it. I'm not. I mean, honestly, like, had they not put that out, there'd probably be no expectation right now.
Well, you remember, it was kind of casually uttered by some people, like, oh, you're not really going to see Nick Chubb until
October.
Right? You've heard multiple people kind of throw that around, which made me believe that maybe that's what the Browns are saying. Like, yeah, we're going to ease him back in. Like, it's a long season, right? And they're changing the offense anyway. They're supposed to be, I guess, less run, not, I don't know, oriented is not the word. It's just less run intensive. Like, the thought is that it's going to be more about Deshaun Watson and his playmaking.
Not leaning on Nick as much.
Yeah, and the, what, from 12 personnel to 11 personnel. Like, this was going to start to look differently. And I only wonder, like, when you saw those videos, you weren't thinking October. Like,
no.
You were thinking, yeah, he could get carries in the opener.
What if you don't see him till November?
That would surprise me at this point.
I don't know.
All right,
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a good feel for this. I don't. Like, that squat video was awesome to see how strong he is, and it's ridiculous, but I don't know when we're supposed to expect to see him back. I truly don't.
All right, 216-474-0092. I want to ask the fans on this. As you're getting excited about the Browns appearing at Greenbrier, you're going to see videos, you're going to see actual training camp get underway today, even though it's 5 hours down the road. Does the Nick Chubb status, does it change your outcome, your expectations on this season? Would you be prepared to change their win total All of that just based on any ounce of information you get about Nick Chubb.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.